Dreamscape presents The Diary of a Nobody by George Grossmith and Whedon Grossmith. Narrated by Gilbert Jackson. Introduction by Mr. Pooter. Why should I not publish my diary? I have often seen reminiscences of people I have never even heard of, and I fail to see, because I do not happen to be a somebody, why my diary should not be interesting. My only regret is that I did not commence it when I was a youth. Charles Pooter, The Laurels, Brickfield Terrace, Holloway. Chapter 1. We settled down in our new home, and I resolved to keep a diary. Tradesmen trouble us a bit, so does the scraper. The curate calls and pays me a great compliment. My dear wife, Carrie, and I have just been a week in our new house, The Laurels, Brickfield Terrace, Holloway. A nice six-roomed residence, not counting basement, with a front breakfast parlour. We have a little front garden, and there is a flight of 10 steps up to the front door, which, by the by, we keep locked, with the chain up. Cummings, Gowing, and our other intimate friends always come to the little side entrance, which saves the servant the trouble of going up to the front door, thereby taking her from her work. We have a nice little back garden which runs down to the railway. We were rather afraid of the noise of the trains at first, but the landlord said we should not notice them after a bit and took £2 off the rent. He was certainly right, and beyond the cracking of the garden wall at the bottom, we have suffered no inconvenience. After my work in the city, I like to be at home. What's the good of a home if you're never in it? Home, sweet home, that's my motto. I am always in of an evening. Our old friend Gowing may drop in without ceremony, so may Cummings, who lives opposite. My dear wife Caroline and I are pleased to see them if they like to drop in on us, but Carrie and I can manage to pass our evenings together without friends. There is always something to be done, a tin tack here, a Venetian blind to put straight, a fan to nail up, or part of a carpet to nail down, all of which I can do with my pipe in my mouth, while Carrie is not above putting a button on.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?